A bird poked its head through the iron bars and nudged the arm of the girl on the other side. The bird was bright green with a red chest, yellow crest, and big, begging eyes. "Patience, my friend," said the girl. "My gosh, you're a greedy bird." In reality, she was speaking French, and what she said was, "Patience, mon ami, zut alors! Tu es un oiseau avide." But the French version is a little less polite. Most startups fail, but failure can be predicted with tools such as the Diamond and Square framework. Failure and entrepreneurship go hand in hand because it is always risky to do something new with limited resources. While it would be extreme to say that failure is almost a badge of honor for entrepreneurs, there's no doubt that the ability to accept failure and learn from it is an important skill. Most startups are unsuccessful, and more than two-thirds of them never produce a positive return for investors. So why do many startups come to such a disappointing end? Both set of parents looked at each other in amazement.
"This is interesting," Evan said, chuckling.
"Tori, let's lay them both next to each other and see what happens, and then let's pull them away. I have a feeling..."
"That they were made for each other?" Tori finished Laura's sentence. "They did just that. They laid Andrea and Liam together, and they both went for each other's hands and gripped them, eyes shut and relaxed.